ียงพูดที่คนตัวเบียร์เบียร์อ่อนนะสำหรับยืนมันเน้นดับใบใจมันเน้นสำหรับเนี่ยปราบได้บรรทัดละอ่อนสำหรับผู้ยืนได้ที่เน้นออกกันปราบเกย์ตาพระองค์บานทัวกาขนมเจาะระบอกยิ่งยามใหม่นับเปรียงทอดทัวที่บรรทัดประมาณดองเอสูลยิ่งบานเรียบจอมเปลี่ยนในยี่ห้อยกจนเปรอะเนี่ยมันเจือเพื่อปีชนเนอร์ระบายยังเถื่อนยังมีชีวิตได้ยังบ้านในยีคนมันดังห้อยยังสู้ครับไปยังอัดดาวทัวร์ที่บรรทัดเต้ยังโดยเชื่อกิสู้ปีชนเนอร์ระบายยังยังอัดดันทัตรนี้ยังไม่เจ็บแต่ยังชอบคอยฉลาดดังเวียสู้เถื่อนนะเข้มสุขวัฒน์แนะนำวัน so would you like to give your testimony first would you like to give your testimony so would you like to give yours เข้มนะบอกรูมิกาMarco ทัวร์ที่บนโต๊ะมัน
I'm always happy to have a chance to talk about the time when I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior
ก็ตั้งแต่มีการเรียนในเปิดละครมีนาการตั้งไปปรับเกย์ปีในเปิดละครปั้นตัวจิตวิสุ
I was born into a Christian family. But when I was 4 years old, my father was killed in an automobile accident. And my mom remarried a man who she thought was a Christian, but he really was not a true believer.
Hai ma dai ban ban to mok ma dai ban riep ka lang veng. Hai sman tha neak nu chi neak chea prei su doi khnia, pon tae ban to mok khoeng tha man men te.
And this man took my mother far away from the Lord, no longer attended church, and really lost her testimony as a Christian.
Doi san ma dai ba riet ka chi muoi neak no neak no bot tuat mok khmien phop phlai cha pa dam nuom ma dai chaing pi preah leing pe krom chumnom bat ti bot robos khluon bat chmuoh chmuoh neak mon chua.
There were a lot of problems in my home. My stepfather had many vices that dominated his life.
Apok ti pi nang ni ha la mak chim.
Apok chong.
Apok.
Apok chong.
Chong ban. Apok chong robos kwat no chi manuh praput bat chran. Chran praphet. No chpu mok kwat roal thngai.
So I did not grow up in a home that had many Christian influence.
Doch na khnom kruosa robos kwat at som mien tamang lo robos preah te nou khnom kruosa na.
But when I was 16 years old, there was a friend that I met in my school who began to tell me about Jesus Christ and the salvation that I can have in him.
ban tae pe ra nou khmeik nou sala rien ayuk 16 chnam kwat mien mathyak muoy da chi neak chi lu preisu hai mathyak nou chap dam sai mang lo phnyo prab kwat
and I remember going to church with him. It was a small church. There may have been 10 people in the church.
Hai mathyak nou nuom kwat tou sdaap nou krom chnam robos kwat hai krom chnam robos mathyak nou toich te pa chi 10 neak.
Again, it does not matter the size of the church. God can still use it to bring salvation to others.
ដូច្នេះចំនួនអ្នកជឿអត់សូវសំខាន់ប៉ុន្មានទេសំខាន់គឺព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះ
And I heard there the pastor preach a message about salvation and how that I could be saved by putting my faith completely in Jesus Christ as my Savior.
ហើយនៅពេលគាត់ចូលរួមស្ដាប់នោះគ្រូគង្វាលឡើងហើយបានបកស្រាយព្រះគម្ពីរពញុប្រាប់អំពីអត្ថន័យដំណឹងល្អរបស់ព្រះហើយគាត់លើថាដើម្បីសង្គ្រោះត្រូវទទួលជឿលើព្រះអង្គហើយយកព្រះអង្គជាអ្នកទីពឹងហើយឈប់បងលើខ្លួនឯង
And after he was done with the sermon, he asked if there was anyone who wanted to accept Jesus Christ to talk with him after the service. But I was very shy and scared, and I did not do it. But after I got home, I, alongside of my bed, I knelt down and I prayed to ask the Lord to save me.
ព្រះអង្គនៅតែធ្វើការក្នុងចិត្តរបស់គាត់ហើយពេលដែលគាត់ទៅផ្ទះវិញនោះពេលយប់គាត់លុតជង្គង់នៅឯក្រែហើយបានអធិដ្ឋានទៅកាន់ព្រះអង្គហើយបានសូមព្រីសូអតោបាបរបស់គាត់សង្គ្រោះគាត់
And that was the most wonderful thing that I had ever done because I knew at that moment that the Spirit of God came within me and gave testimony of the truth for what I had just done. And I was so excited that now I was a Christian that I thought for sure my entire family would want to know this.
And
so I began to tell my family that I now was a Christian and that they too needed to put faith in Jesus Christ. But my father said absolutely not. He became very angry with me and refused to talk with me for the next 15 years. And I learned early on in my Christian life that although to me that was the most precious thing to do is to have Jesus Christ, that most people wanted nothing to do with it. And I remember reading the verse in the Gospels where Jesus said, "Wide is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, and few be there that find it." So I realized that my responsibility as a Christian was to give the gospel to as many people as I could, but realize that ultimately, probably only a few will be those who will receive it. And even though only a few will accept Christ, that did not discourage me. In fact, it caused me to dedicate my life completely to the cause of preaching the message to as many people as I can.
ចំណេះដឹងនេះដែលថានឹងមានមនុស្សតិចដែលនឹងស្ដាប់គាត់នោះມັນធ្វើឲ្យគាត់រសើរចិត្តចំពោះការផ្សាយមកល្អទៅទេផ្ទុយទៅវិញធ្វើឲ្យគាត់មានចិត្តចង់ថ្វាយខ្លួនតែម្ដងដើម្បីផ្សាយមកល្អគ្រប់ពេលវេលា ដើម្បីស្វែងរកអ្នកនោះដល់នឹងជឿតាមការផ្សាយម្ល៉ោះរបស់គាត
់ And that was over 40 years ago that I got saved.
ដូច្នេះគាត់ជឿលើព្រះយេស៊ូវជាង40ឆ្នាំនេះហើយ
And I've learned since then that indeed it's true that there's nothing better this side of heaven than knowing and serving Jesus Christ and telling others about him.
គ្មានអ្វីដែលគួរធ្វើឲ្យមានអំណរឬក៏ល្អក្រៃលែងដូចជាការផ្សាយនឹងល្អនៅផ្នែកនេះទេ មានតែខានសួរទេដែលល្អជាជាងការបំរើព្រះក្នុងនឹងល្អនៅលើផ្នែកនេះ
Okay.
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 But
I understand. Okay.
ខ្ញុំនិយាយពីទីតរបស់ខ្ញុំម្ដងកាលពីដើមកាលពីនៅក្មេងខ្ញុំកំព្រាឪពុកទាំងកំព្រាទាំងម្ដាយ
So I'll give you my testimony now. When I was a child, I was orphaned both from my father and my mother.
ហើយអញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំក្មេងកំព្រាមានតែបងប្អូនអញ្ចឹងគេពិបាកគេឲ្យខ្ញុំទៅនៅមណ្ឌលកុមារកំព្រា
So his other relatives were poor and so they gave him up to an orphanage
ហើយនៅក្នុងមណ្ឌលហ្នឹងច្រើនឆ្នាំខ្ញុំក្នុងមណ្ឌលហ្នឹងគេបង្រៀនពីដំណឹងល្អផ្សាយពីដំណឹងល្អដែរI don't even be friends to the day.
So this was a Christian orphanage that he went to, and he was there for many years. And so they were always talking about the gospel there in the orphanage.
I knew God ban chưa preh no pe nang dai, pantai avai da khnyom chưa kư khnyom ot chwoa chbas.
So he said I believed the gospel while I was there, but I really didn't truly understand it. I wasn't very clear in what the gospel was.When I left there.
I can long charan chnam mo khnyom tau ban chaing pi mndol nang ko ban da chaing pi preh
rohot. So when he left the orphanage he basically left God. Just you know left Christianity at the door of the orphanage you know when he left.
I pe dae da chaing pi preh hai khnyom thleak tau knong sikdae akrak che chran min nai tha khnyom thleak tau knong ka labuong robos arya che chran ot prot prak ba tos nang preh.
So, so he said, I went into a life of sin after that, gave into many temptations in many different directions, sinning against God.
I hold all my human manos, self me.ហើយព្រមទាំងបានរៀបការជាមួយប្រពន្ធខ្ញុំជាអ្នកអត់ដែលជាព្រះទៀត
So he moved from there which was in the province of Kampot Kampong Saum
Kampong Saum
Kampong Saum down on the coast moved out here to this pioneer settlement area to have a new start other people came from that area too he met his wife who was not a Christian and they married
ហើយរៀបការនឹងក្នុងរបៀបសាសនាទៀត
So he married in Buddhism, a big Buddhist wedding.
I went to the church and married a man who was a very poor man.
So after they were married, when they were getting started, they were extremely poor. He said, very, very great hardship.
He
said when they started their own family away from her parents, he said they didn't have rice, they didn't have anything.No rice, nothing. So he had to basically forage around for vegetables and bamboo shoots and things to try to sell in the market to just get rice only on the table.
I thought that ខ្ញុំធ្លាក់ទៅក្នុងសេចក្តីល្បួងនឹងបាត់ជំមានន័យថាឃ្លាតចេញពីផ្ទះគឺបានប្រព្រឹត្តបាបជាច្រើនតាំងពីផឹកស្រាផឹកចង្វឹងដេកគ្រប់កន្លែងព្រមទាំងចេះលេងល្បែងគ្រប់បែបយ៉ាងទៀត
So he basically became a partier just drunkenness and gambling and you know just the whole scene of that
បន្ទាប់មកវាបានជួបរឿងរ៉ាវអាក្រក់អាក្រក់ជាច្រើនព្រមទាំងការបញ្ឆោតឲ្យផ្លាយបង្គំរូបព្រះតាមវត្តតាមអីនឹងជាច្រើន
So, you know, all the different vices and false religion and all of that was, you know, he was falling prey to all of those different things.
But I can't hot man to chưa chùm nưa rưu gọt ban chô to vọt to va rưu thôi bôn thôi tiên ấy tầng ở thằng nắng tê vì rưu phải nhà chạch bọc nhóm màn đăng hơi thập rác phất miền tầm mùi.
So, even though he was that way, his conscience was informed about God, there only being one. And so he didn't get back involved in the Buddhist ceremonies and all of that. He never went to the temples, you know, the holy days. He didn't actually actively participate in those things because his conscience wouldn't let him, even though he was like he was.
គឺពេលដែលថ្ងៃមួយដែលខ្ញុំដេកនៅលើគ្រែអញ្ចឹងហើយមានហាក់ដូចជាស្រមោលអីមួយមកបុកខ្ញុំហ្នឹងធ្វើឲ្យវិញ្ញាណខ្ញុំធ្លាក់ទៅជ្រុងមែនទែនហើយបានមកវិញចូលខ្លួនវិញបានដឹងខ្លួន
So he was starting to get under conviction about his life and there was an event that took place that got his attention very strongly. He was laying on a bed like this looking up at the moon one night andIt was like a force or a spiritual presence, like just came and struck his body really hard. And he said it was like my soul left my body and hit the ground and then came back into me again. He said it really shook him up, literally, physically, spiritually.
ព្រោះអស់ជាក់ស្ដែងពេកអញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំគិតថា
So it made him really think, what's going on? What am I doing?
គិតថាបើសិនជាខ្ញុំមិនស្វែងរកព្រះជាទីពឹងទេខ្ញុំនឹងបាត់វិញ្ញាណខ្ញុំជាមិនខាន
So he's saying that he began to think, if I don't turn to God and learn what it means to get right with God, then I'm going to lose my soul.
ហើយខ្ញុំបានអំពាវនាវរកព្រះវិញចាប់ពីពេលនោះមក
So from there he began to cry out to the Lord
ខ្ញុំក្រានអត់បានអំពាវនាវព្រះឲ្យជួយខ្ញុំច្រើនយ៉ាងទេខ្ញុំក្រានតែអំពាវនាវព្រះសូមថាឲ្យខ្ញុំមានឱកាសដើម្បីចូលរួមស្វែងរកព្រះវិញ
And his prayer was Lord would you please give me an opportunity to come back to youprovide me some means to do that.
ខ្ញុំជាច្រើនឆ្នាំខ្ញុំបានឃើញគេអ្នកជឿព្រះជាច្រើនដែរប៉ុន្តែដូចថាចិត្តខ្ញុំវាដូចអត់ចង់ចូលរួមជាមួយគេដូចខ្ញុំមានអារម្មណ៍ក្នុងចិត្តខ្ញុំថាប្រហែលជាជំនឿឬក៏ដំណឹងល្អគេអត់ច្បាស់លាស់ក៏មិនដឹង
He said over the years he has had interactions with people who become Christians or whatever. And when he's seen their faith and seen what they were doing, he just didn't think what they were doing was real or genuine or that they really understood the gospel they were talking about. And so he never really wanted to participate.
ក្រុមដំណឹងល្អទាំង4ខ្ញុំបានឃើញគេច្រើនឆ្នាំដែរប៉ុន្តែខ្ញុំមើលទៅហាក់ដូចជាដំណឹងល្អគេច្បាស់លាស់អត់ពិត
So he's emphasizing that you know he saw people particularly this Foursquare Pentecostal group that has all these orphanages you know so much of it is just absolutely fake Christianity and he saw that and he just didn't want to go there
ហើយថ្ងៃមួយព្រះបណ្ដាលចិត្តឲ្យខ្ញុំបានហើយសួរលោកគ្រូជួបលោកគ្រូបានម្ដងពីរដងខ្ញុំហើយសួរលោកគ្រូ
So we met about that time at this time we met a couple of times he said and he started asking me questions and we started talking
ហើយខ្ញុំបានជួបគាត់បានរៀនជាមួយគាត់ហើយខ្ញុំគិតថាគឺព្រះសព្ទាទីឲ្យខ្ញុំបានជួបនឹងព្រះវិញហើយ And so he's saying, you
know, this is the answer to my prayer. God and his, and God's will was that we meet so that I can come back to God. And so I, he said, I began to have a lot of joy.
And
another miracle is my wife's salvation. Before he became a Christian, because his conscience wouldn't let him get back into Buddhism and animism, she was really mad at him. You're like a non-religious person. You have no belief in anything. You're worthless. You know, our family's going to suffer because of you. You know, and so she was really angry with him, and they were arguing all the time. So when he, you know, gave his life to the Lord and started worshiping the Lord with us, she was really angry and said, there's no way I'm going to be believing. She said she'd rather get a divorce rather than believe. He said, but I knew it was God's will for me to trust in the Lord and to be praying for her constantly that she'll be saved. So this is a like a gift of God, that God would burden him to pray that way, that God would answer his prayer, that she'd be saved. So in my experience of all these things and in my life since he's believed, he's seen the power of God at work in different ways a number of times. So the Lord, he's trying to say that the Lord knew that I did not understand the gospel clearly, and the Lord, basically what he's trying to say is the Lord kept working in my life even in the midst of all those years of waywardness. And then the Lord faithfully brought me back to himself. He didn't, you know, he's trying to emphasize God didn't just throw me away, you know.
So he's
saying this basically 14-year period where I was totally, absolutely away from what I had been taught at the orphanage, and he said God didn't just erase my name from the list. You know, he stayed after me. So this is God's grace in my life, and this.